You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. On Friday, the House Agricultural Affairs Committee voted on a bill that could legalize industrial hemp here in Idaho. If passed, this legislation would conform to federal laws, decriminalizing its production and transportation here in our state. Now, this vote, though, comes after Idaho State Police seized a 6,700-pound shipment of hemp from a Colorado company. That company has now filed a lawsuit against certain Idaho agencies. Joining me live in studio to talk more about all of this are reporters Xavier Ward and Emily Lowe with the Idaho Press. Welcome back to the program, both of you.
Thanks for having us.
So let's start with the seizure itself of that hemp shipment last month. What happened, Emily?
Well, they got caught by Idaho State Police. And so what ISP does, I think this is a really interesting thing that I learned when I was talking to them, is they test to see if it has THC. It doesn't matter the amount. It's just whether it's negative or positive. And since it appeared to test presumptively positive for THC, they seized it. So now this man's being charged with drug trafficking. He could face a mandatory minimum 5 years in prison. That's the start of it.
And then this company that owns the hemp is out of Colorado, correct?
Yes.
And they have now brought a lawsuit against certain state agencies.
Yes, they have.
And what are they claiming?
So Big Sky Scientific is a company out of Colorado, as you mentioned. And the shipment was coming from Boone's Ferry Berry Farm in Oregon. And so basically, they were bringing, and I should backtrack for a second there. Boone's Ferry is a registered hemp grower in the state of Oregon. And so with the farm bill officially legalizing hemp, mm-hmm. Big Sky Scientific kind of wanted to get into the game. The estimated value of the shipment is $1.3 million. And part of the lawsuit they entered into in support of their case is that they had the product tested at two different state labs in Oregon to verify that it meets the federal requirements of industrial hemp.
Okay, so now here's the big question. As the law stands right now, even if it was hemp, as the company is claiming, is it still illegal to transport across Idaho?
And that's the interesting question that it gets really tricky. So Jan Bennett's Ada County prosecutor is saying, yes, absolutely, under Ada County law, or under Idaho law, excuse me, hemp is still illegal. But that said, the lawyers are kind of arguing for the supremacy clause, which is, you know, that federal law trumps state law. But there's also the aspect of it that they're saying, you know, you can't stop the transportation of hemp between two, legal players in this game. And so even if Idaho doesn't legalize it, they're arguing that they can't stop the transportation of it.
Is it a commerce issue? I mean, is that what it comes down to? Since
I think that might be safe to say, especially we read through the farm bill, and there is a section that says that you're not supposed to stop interagency or interstate transportation of it. But
that's
what happened. At the same time, this is what's happening right now. And I think it's interesting to note that this isn't the first time it's happened in Idaho. Tommy Simmons, our Ada County crime reporter, and I covered a similar situation last year. And so there's three men actually facing drug trafficking charges for what they're claiming was hemp that they were transporting from Oregon to California.
I'm speaking with Xavier Ward and Emily Lowe. They are reporters with the Idaho Press. They have been doing some great research into the hemp seizure that happened last month. They've read the entire farm bill. That is impressive stuff. Okay, so the federal farm bill, let's talk about that, because it added new provisions to growing, manufacturing, and transporting hemp. And now, all of a sudden, Idaho kind of wants a piece of this monetary pie.
Yeah. So basically, I think Idaho is introducing this bill, and we're trying to exactly match it to the farm bill, to my understanding. So what that would do is not only legalize the growth, the sale, the transportation of hemp, it would also declassify it. Right now, it's a Schedule 1 controlled substance, mm-hmm. But it would change it to where anything that registers 0.3 THC or lower would be considered hemp and it would be legal here. So I think that that exactly almost matches what the farm bill has approved.
So then if this passes, the question comes to pass, what happens to these three individuals, as you just mentioned, Emily, who are being charged with drug trafficking?
I can't wait to find out. we're definitely going to be paying attention. The other two men that I mentioned from last year, their jury trial is set to begin in May. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out and if it'll be soon enough to, if they do approve it and they do legalize hemp, if it'll be soon enough to help them or if they're going to have to go through a whole nother lengthy process to get their charges like dismissed. I'm very interested to see what happens.
Oh, and Xavier, what do you think has to happen for hemp to become legal in Idaho? Because we are one of the last holdouts for anything that has to do with hemp all the way up to marijuana being legal in any form.
Yeah, I mean, really, this bill just has to pass. Carolyn Nielsen Troy, a Republican from Genesee, when I spoke to her, she basically told me that, you know, this is a really diverse crop that would open up a lot of opportunities for Idaho farmers. It's used in cosmetics. It's used in different protein powders. And basically, she was saying that this is something that Idaho should fall in line with because it's impossible to get a high from hemp. You'd probably just get a really bad cough.
Right. So. Well, and I was reading that, that the United States is the largest What's the word? We use hemp the most. Mm-hmm. We whether it's in clothing or as you said in, you know, I mean it's in certain protein mixes, things like that. We are the largest consumers of hemp. So that has to play into whether it becomes legal in Idaho. Go ahead, Emily.
I think the biggest thing is I know there's still that concern of, well, hemp will just bring marijuana here. And I think we need to find, if we're going to make people comfortable with it, you got to find how to show people that they are different and maybe finding ways to say, here's really how much money we could make off of it. Until then, I don't know if Idaho is open-minded to it, but it's definitely bringing up some interesting stories for us to follow.
And Xavier, when you spoke with Carolyn Nielsen Troy, you know, it's interesting. I mean, she's from North Idaho. She's from Genesee. She's a Republican, and she is pushing this bill forward. What did she have to say? I mean, in the sense of there's been so much against any type of legalization of marijuana in Idaho, and hemp is different, but people mix them up. They think they are one and the same. But does it go back to the fact that it's, I mean, it's economics, it's money that Idaho is missing out on?
Yeah, and she definitely touched on that, that it's a massive economic opportunity for Idaho farmers. And, you know, if they can, if they're allowed to grow this, it's going to open up so many different doors for them because of how diverse it is as a crop. She also mentioned that she's actively working with the Idaho State Police to, you know, kind of tailor this. So I think the way she put it, she didn't want it to be a nightmare for the Idaho State Police. And, you know, people have definitely sort of levied some concerns that this will open up the door to, you know, transportation of high THC marijuana through Idaho. And I believe Gary Marshall was the only person who voted against it in this in the most recent bill that she proposed. And he basically said exactly that, that it's just too close for comfort for him.
So what happens next in this process at the State House then to move this forward?
Well, my understanding is that it, it'll go to the floor and there will be a vote taken on it. And if, you know, if it passes, then...
Then it passes. This is fascinating. And what's next for the two of you in the reporting of this? Because you've you did some recent reporting on it and you can find that in Idaho Press. But do you have anything else coming up concerning this or just continuing to cover it every day?
Yeah, I think my biggest questions is going to be following up with Idaho State Police, seeing what the substance comes back as, following the criminal cases for the three men. And then I think it would be interesting on my part, at being a crime reporter, to reach out to other law enforcement agencies and just see how hard would this be if we did legalize hemp. that's my plan going forward. I don't know if you have something, Xavier.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing I'm going to be keeping tabs on is the lawsuit. You know, my coworker, Tommy Simmons, he may be covering that because he's our Ada County, he covers crime in Ada County. But I'm really interested to see what comes of this lawsuit because, you know, in the letter Jan Bennett's filed, she was very, very confident that Ada County is absolutely in the right here, and the state of Idaho is absolutely in the right. And on the other end, you've got the lawyers arguing for Big Sky Scientific who have that same amount of confidence that they're saying we are absolutely in the right here. I even spoke to the owner of VIP Transportation out of Portland, mm-hmm. The company that this company that this driver worked for, and he basically said, we know that we didn't do anything wrong and we're confident that this is going to be resolved. Mm-hmm. So everyone on both sides of the aisle, they're very confident that they're in the right. And so it'll be really fascinating to see how this turns out.
Ultimately, someone will be in the right and someone will be in the wrong.
Definitely.
This is a fascinating twist and turns. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
My guests, Xavier Ward and Emily Lowe, they are with the Idaho Press. They've got some reporting at Idaho Press if you want to learn more. Thanks again for coming in.